This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times Morning Briefing on Tuesday, the 24th of May. The Metropolitan Police is facing questions about why Boris Johnson wasn't fined over a lockdown party after photos emerged of him drink in hand alongside a table of food and wine. Some of the other people with him at the Leaving Do on November the 13th, 2020, did receive a fixed penalty. It took place just days after the PM had ordered a second national lockdown in England. Mr. Johnson had previously denied any party took place on the day in question. Jim Pickard, the chief political correspondent at the Financial Times, says the Prime Minister's job could be on the line.
He said to the House of Commons at least once, in effect, that there were no parties in Downing Street. And on December the 8th last year, he said, "May I begin by saying I understand and share the anger up and down the country at seeing Number 10 staff seeming to make light of lockdown measures." I mean, normally when you lie, or deliberately lie rather, in the House of Commons, it's a resigning matter. I think he would just keep trying to shake it off.
Meanwhile, The Times has also been told that the Prime Minister suggested to Sue Gray that there was now no need for her to publish her report following the completion of the police investigation into Partygate. The Times' associate political editor is Henry Zeffman.
It's not at all a good thing for Downing Street to be in open conflict with Sue Gray in the days before the publication of her report. But secondly, it does raise some concerns about the accuracy and truthfulness of the information coming out of Downing Street, given that they sent out a minister, Cabinet Minister Simon Clarke, to say that the meeting had happened at Sue Gray's instigation. That turned out not to be true. We should be able to trust information that comes out of 10 Downing Street for its truthfulness.
An inquiry has concluded the UK's withdrawal from Afghanistan last year was a disaster and a betrayal. The Foreign Affairs Committee also found the mismanagement of the evacuation as the Taliban quickly took over the country likely cost lives. In reply, the government has said intensive planning went into the withdrawal, but it will review and respond to the committee's findings. New guidance to tackle institutionalised racism within the police comes into effect today. The Police Race Action Plan aims to tackle discrimination, address unfairness in the way black people are treated, and boost the number of black officers and staff. It comes as confidence levels in the police among black communities stands at around 64%, compared with an average of 74%. A handful of wealthy attendees gathered in Davos for the World Economic Forum are calling on world leaders to tackle the cost of living crisis by increasing taxes for people like them. They took to the streets alongside left-wing activists to call for a fairer tax system worldwide. British millionaire Phil White says criticisms are mounting over the way the wealthy have profited in the last 2 years.
You know, what we see with the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos is we see, a self-selected group of millionaires and billionaires who meet to talk about economics, global economics, and seek to influence national global economic policies. And they don't have any kind of democratic mandate to do that.
And the Elizabeth Line finally opens this morning, with both Boris Johnson and London's Mayor Sadiq Khan saying the new railway will have benefits beyond the capital. It connects central London with Reading, Heathrow Airport and Shenfield, but will operate in three separate parts until the autumn. The Crossrail project was scheduled for completion before December 2018 and has gone more than £4 billion over budget. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.